And now come closer and hear these words from the book of Romans. This is the Message Bible. You'll recognize these words from the song that Scott just sang. So what do you think? With God on our side like this, how can we lose? If God didn't hesitate to put everything on the line for us, embracing our condition and exposing himself to the worst by sending his only son, is there anything else he wouldn't gladly and freely do for us? And who would dare tangle with God by messing with one of God's chosen? Who would dare even point a finger? The one who died for us, who was raised to life for us, is in the presence of God at this very moment, sticking up for us. Do you think anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between Christ and his love for us? There is no way. Not trouble, not hard times, not hatred, not hunger, not homelessness, not bullying threats, not backstabbing, not even the worst sins listed in Scripture faze us, because Jesus loves us. I'm absolutely convinced that nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us. Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God. We've been talking about our shields these last few weeks, those defense mechanisms that we use to protect ourselves from getting hurt and from feeling vulnerable. And Brené Brown, in her book, Daring Greatly, which is what our summer series of Wholehearted Living has been based on, she says we have three major shields. The first we talked about a few weeks ago, it's foreboding joy. It says we set aside feeling our joy because we get scared that it's going to go away and then we'll really hurt. So we might as well feel the pain now so it'll be a little easier when it comes. But that is false thinking. That's not how God wants us to live. God wants us to have joy in our lives. So when we start to forebode our joy, the antidote is to practice gratitude. Instead of preparing for the worst, we are to give thanks for the joy we are experiencing right now, because joy comes in little ordinary moments through the day. And they are not moments that are to be cut short with fear and doubt. They are to be enjoyed. So in order for us to stay in our joy and not succumb to the fear that it's going to be taken from us, we are to counter that fear with gratitude. And we are to enjoy our lives to the fullest. The second shield, she says, we carry around is perfectionism. Perfectionism is the desire to do everything perfectly so we can be shielded from others judging us and from thinking like we may have done it wrong. But this shield keeps us needing everyone else's approval. And it denies us our freedom to grow into our natural born gifts and graces. It keeps us worried about what we think we should be instead of what God created us to be. Because when God created us, God called us good. And so the antidote to perfectionism is appreciating beauty, our God-given gifts that make us wonderful and unique. So let's give ourselves a break. Let's give ourselves a break and appreciate that we are not perfect, but we are good enough just how God made us. The third shield is numbing, and that is what we do to distract ourselves from the pain or issue that we don't want to face. It's what we do to take the edge off when things feel overwhelming or unbearable. It doesn't have to be an addiction like drugs or alcohol. It can be staying crazy busy so we don't ever have to look at the hard stuff. Because if we stay busy, we think the truth of our lives won't catch up with us. so we numb. We disconnect. We distract ourselves so we don't have to deal with it. But the antidote for the shield of numbing is true comfort. Finding our true comfort is what helps us deal with the hard stuff. Not the quick fixes, not the 3 glasses of wine, not the avoidance techniques. Those are just temporary comforts. They are not true comforts that last. What is true and lasting is God. We don't have to numb ourselves from our hurts and pains, although we'd like to. We don't have to. We have to face them. But we can face them knowing God is in everything, and God is calming the storm and keeping us sane. And while foreboding joy, perfectionism, and numbing are the 3 major shields we use to protect ourselves from feeling all the stuff that we don't want to feel or face, there are some minor shields that we also find ourselves using. The one I'm going to highlight today is the biggest one of these, and that is the Viking versus victim shield. And that is seeing the world as either winners or losers. It's that mindset of success or failure, survive or die, kill or be killed, Viking or victim. You can either hold your own or you can go down with the rest. You can either dominate or you can be taken advantage of. You can either exert your power or you can feel your powerlessness. And the thing about this mindset is it gives us a false positive, because we see winning as a good thing in our world, and it can be, but not if it means our gain is at someone else's expense. This Viking versus victim shield can be a false positive for us because it makes us think that we always have to win, because winning is what society tells us is the only positive outcome. Because if we're not winners, well, then we must be the losers. And if we're not the Vikings, well, then we must be the victim. So it sets us off in this frenzy of always needing to win, of always needing to succeed. But that mindset is a false positive. It's kind of like the solar eclipse that we experienced last Monday. We knew the sunlight was going to fade, and in parts of the country, we knew it was even going to seem like nighttime. But our animal friends were not so lucky to know this. They didn't have access to TV or the internet to tell them that this was going to happen. And so some of them actually believed that it was turning into nighttime and began preparing for the day to end. Scientists at the Riverbank Zoo in Augusta, Georgia, observed the gorillas come up over the hill and back to the door that they go to be let in at night. They also observed the elephants doing the same thing. They went to the door that they go to be let in at night. We knew better. We knew we couldn't be fooled into thinking that it was time to go to bed just because the moon was blocking the sun. But are we fooled into thinking that if we don't always win, that it means we've lost? Have we gotten caught up in the world's mindset that if we're not successful, that it means we've somehow failed? And at what cost are we willing to make sure we win? And at whose cost are we trying to secure our successes? Are we so set on being the Viking that we don't want to realize that we may have created a victim? Are we so afraid of failing that we'll set aside our values just to have success? Well, here's where the antidote comes in. In order to put down the Viking or victim shield, we have to see what's in our way. We have to see what is blocking us from knowing and believing that we don't have to win in order not to lose. We don't have to succeed in everything we do in order not to be a failure. Therefore, the antidote to the Viking or victim shield is redefining success. Redefining success. Success does not mean winning. Winning means we survived a battle, or we conquered a mission, or we outwitted a scammer. But when the threat of losing is removed, mere survival, conquering, and outwitting is no way to live. It just keeps us always on the lookout for the next battle that we have to survive or conquer or outwit. And that's fear-based living. That's not love-based living. So what if success was not always being a number one who conquers all, but instead was being the exact person God created us to be? What if success was knowing and believing that there is no other person quite like us in heaven or on earth? No one has the exact gifts, quirks, or personalities we do. There may be some close similarities out there, but no one is exactly like us. We were created to bring something into this world to make it a better place. And it's not about whose gift is better than someone else's gift. It's about, is my gift making a difference? Is my gift making a difference? Is it enhancing my life and others' lives? Are my God-given gifts being used to bring more love to this world? If we're using our gifts, if we're being our real, true, genuine selves, then yes, we are successful. Because we are only competing against ourselves, not everybody else. We're running the race to win not to win an earthly crown, but to win a heavenly prize. Something we can't see, but we know it's ours to have. So what's in our way that keeps us from seeing what success and winning really can mean for us? What mindset is keeping us from redefining our definition of success? Whatever it is, give yourself permission this morning to let it go. Let it go, and then hold on to this. No trouble, no hard time, no hatred, no hunger, no homelessness, no bullying threats, no backstabbing, nothing can keep us from being successful in the eyes of God if we are being our true selves. Because God doesn't find success the way the world does. And hold on to knowing that nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, can keep us from being successful in God's eyes. God knows we are good enough just the way God created us. So today, we replace this Viking or victim shield with redefining success. And so what do you think? With God on our side like this, what have we got to lose? The one who died for us, who raised us to life, is in the presence of God at this very moment, sticking up for us. Sticking up for us so that we can be our own gifted, quirky, successful selves. May it be so. Amen.
Our song of response this morning is 534, number 534.
Please pray with me.